say, don't go to that extreme of your intelligence. Your intelligence believes that if you could do this, you should be able to do everything. If you could, if you are the hoopoe and you see the water on the ground, how come that you don't see the trap? This is what you could ask yourself. Okay, you believe in someone. Let's say someone to you is a good Sufi. He knows a lot. Suddenly you expect him to have no mistakes. Suddenly you expect him to be perfect, right? Talking about perfection is a silly stuff, because perfection does not exist, as simple as that. Why? Is this a big thing, right? Because no, not because of him. Because of this. Existence. Whatever exists will bring the other side of the coin with. Existence brings non-existence. Up will give birth to down. Correctness will bring in the subject of mistake. They are both together. This is the secret of existence. No matter what, it's not perfect. Perfect, yes, is there. The universe of existence is mixture, and it is supposed to be like that. Rumi put the nail on this conversation with bringing in the story of Adam. Adam is the perfect one, right? He's the first one, is the one that God created and made even the clay with his own hand, right? And you expect him to be good, and he is good. He's father of goodness. But when it comes to decision of picking up the fruit of knowledge or not, he should not know the secret in it. And he should do that mistake. Yes, later standing up and accepting the responsibility. That's what responsibility means. In this universe, there is no perfection. We are not trying to be perfect. We could. Miracle, when he desires. But when we are on our own, we try to do what? The best possible. We are trying to be the best we could. Not the best. The best is in theory. But actually, you cannot be perfect. That's why even Adam will do that mistake. To show all of us that mistakes are there. Do not be disappointed with that. And do not lose your respect for the correctness because of the mistakes. Yes, the weaknesses are here. Because I have a weakness, should I give up improving myself and say, okay, look at this. This is what that stupid idea was trying to talk to Solomon. The birds are the ideas, right? The thoughts. That blackbird, the raven will say, huh, because the hoopoe cannot see the trap, therefore hoopoe cannot see the water under the ground. And this is what you're ready to accept. Normally you accept when you look at the all people look around you when they try to oppose you, because you have some claims, right? When you're talking about the people, you say, oh, there are these good men, there are holy people, and the other people say, give me a break. Generally, human being is an animal. Yes, human being is an animal, and human being is full of weaknesses. The first one is the enemy inside. The ego, nafs, is here, isn't it? Should we deny it and say, okay, there are people without this, they are good, and you have to be perfect in all dimensions? That's an excuse, that's being silly. weakness of the human being is here, because the strength of the human being could be here, and the strength and the weakness, they give birth to each other. They coexist, two sides of the coin. This is something that Rumi will explain in different levels, in different discourses, because this is one of the most important things to know. This lady up there should understand that weaknesses are not the sign of something being completely rotten. If you find weaknesses in the people, don't judge them to be the devil. They have a strength as well, and they go hand in hand. This is the point he was trying to make. How did he do it? First, claim that, okay, the hoo-hoo is that thought, right? Some sort of thinking that could find the hidden water, means the hidden knowledge. What we're seeking is the hidden knowledge, isn't it? And it's hidden. Where? Inside. That's a treasure. We're seeking it. Okay, our witnesses should not disappoint you to give up the search, because they go hand in hand. The raven will come in and say, if this is a good guy, how come that? Who said why? This is the consequence. The word consequence, I explained it to you, remember, consequence in Arabic is halal. And the Muslims, they developed it to somehow cover destiny. And they believe that what is written, it will be done, and we don't believe that. Because my future is not written in stone. Is it? If my future is written in stone, what's the use of Jesus and Moses? Why the prophets? This is that silly question that you don't dare to say no. And they ask you, does God know what's going on, what's going to happen tomorrow? Your answer will be, you don't dare to say no, and you shouldn't. But you say yes, and you shouldn't. What's the answer now? Because if God knows what's going to happen tomorrow, tonight I will kill someone, and say, God knew it. God knew it. So I had to do it. Do you want me to change the thing so God looks crazy and silly to you? All these discourses are nonsense. Does God know tomorrow? Yes, tomorrow. Because tomorrow is not for God. You cannot say God will be or God was. God is. Always. And tomorrow is not here yet. And maybe He doesn't want it to be here, so there is no tomorrow. Are you sure there is tomorrow? Don't be. There is no way to be sure about tomorrow. Now is for sure. And God knows this complication he made. Let's go back to the word. What is the real meaning of qaza? I translated simply consequence. I found a Persian word for it for my Iranian students, which is peyamad, means what comes after. That's the meaning of qaza. And who said, because of qaza is that, consequence is that. Consequence of what? Okay. Consequence of existing. Existing will bring these two sides of the coin together. Consequence of existing for everything is not to be perfect. Because in this existence, the coin has two sides. There cannot be one-sided coin. One-sided coin is perfect, is up there. Here, there is up and down. This is the consequence of existence. So Wupu exists, therefore there are traps that he should not see, he could not see. And he ended up with Adam. He should not know. Why? Because he hasn't had the bite of the fruit yet. That's the consequence of that ignorance before the fruit. So consequence comes back to existence. I said, this is what existence is. When God created Adam, Adam is the best, but with a weakness. And weakness is there to help him. Guess what? Satan didn't do that mistake. Satan was an angel, right? Before being doomed, he was an angel. Means perfect. Angels are perfect. Angels are 100% of whatever they are. So, to him, because he knows, he doesn't do the mistake. He'll say, you wanted it, it happened. And we know he was right. But he was right in other dimension. In here, he is not right, because here, logic exists, anti-logic exists as well. Love is not logical, and it's here. It will eliminate the logic. Therefore, in the reality, this is the word to me, reality. And that's why what I emphasize, I insist. Whenever somebody talks to me, I will bring him back to pure reality. Because reality is that mixture. Mistakes happen in reality, not in theory. Because of reality, coin has two sides and we accept it. Because we work with it. Therefore, it came to the point to the explanation of Hupu 12:57. He said, if I do not see the snare in the hour of divine ordainment, it's not I alone who am ignorant. Everybody is. Everybody should. Because God's will is perfect, right? For you to understand it, it should be translated. Translated to what? To real thinking. And real thinking could not be perfect. That's how interpretation of God's saying will become imperfect. Not that the idea is imperfect. Idea is perfect. But interpretation is imperfect because if not, it doesn't fit in my brain. It doesn't fit in my understanding. Therefore, it's not only hoo-hoo. Everybody is like that. The existence is that. Reality is that. Accept it and work with it. How? The answer is next verse. Oh, happy who that claim to righteousness and let the strength go and took the supplication. Excuse my accents, because the Persian one is so beautiful. We're saying, oh, how cool it is. The word, the archaic Persian word for a very good fellow is cool. Because you think of yourself somehow, and the happy people are cool, really. You say, oh, how cool is the one who will follow good deeds. He will attend to good deeds. He doesn't rely upon the power. He will understand his weaknesses. Although you think about something, and that something looks perfect to you, the idea is perfect, you should know that, okay, perfect does not exist. Several times, don't use that word. That word belongs to holy space. In the divine space, everything is perfect. Angels are representative of perfectness. But reality is a mixture. And in this